Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast. I am Vicky B. And over there we have, Sarah.
Oh, hey.
And Sarah on this lovely, gloomy day. Yes. October day. Oh, my God. I'm loving the fog.
I know. So am I. And the gray and the cold.
Oh, everything's so perfect. Before we get into today's festivities, Sarah.
Yes, we have a Facebook at The Broad-Cast. We have a Twitter and an Instagram at The Broadcast 999. You can call us or text us at 253-778-6029 or email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
I do want to do a quick shout out, though. While we were listening to the intro song, it was actually written and done by a local artist. Her name is Allie LaRoe, and definitely check her out on YouTube. It's just Allie, A-L-L-I-E, LaRoe, just how it's spelled, L-A-R-O-E. Check out her Facebook, check out her Instagram. She's just a very talented singer, and yeah. I freaking adore her.
I love our intro.
Yeah, she just killed got it. These crazy pipes, and she did exactly what I was hoping for an intro. So definitely give her a like, give her a listen, check out her music. She's just super fun.
Yeah.
So yes, get a quick shout out. Out to her. But settling in, we did get a couple of voicemails. And surprise, surprise.
Let's listen.
We got one from our buddy, Kylie.
Oh, Kylie.
Hey, ladies. It's Kylie with a K. Just want to talk about you guys were talking about sorry, I lost thought there. Hang on a sec.
It's okay. We're still here. Oh, hello. Did you get an email?
Okay. Yeah. All right.
No, maybe Kylie did.
Okay. Yeah, did. Anyway, Vicky.
Okay.
You were talking about weddings and all that stuff from Adam Ruins Everything. And so try to follow along. But my stepson's girlfriend's sister owned a wedding planning down there in Cabo San Lucas.
Ooh.
And she did pretty well for herself doing that, and she had just sold her business for like $2.1 million.
Damn.
Which was pretty good. She had a lot of clients.
Yeah.
I wish it was like, you know, we can call in and talk to you guys, but I think you only got like an hour. It's not like your guys' morning show where it's like 4 hours, 5 hours, whatever. That's 4 hours. But, anyway, I will talk to you later. You guys keep it rocking. Later.
Later.
So we were talking about the show Adam Ruins Everything, which season one is on Netflix right now, and it's pretty fun. He goes and debunks different things. It's almost like Penn and Teller's BS, but kind of mixed with like that fun Bill Nye the Science Guy vibe. Mm-hmm. And he gives you all of his sources. He brings in like experts in that field, whether it's a doctor or a psychologist or whatever it is. In one of the episodes, it was talking about weddings and divorces and all that stuff. And yes, the wedding industry is a billion-some-dollar industry.
Money, money, money. No wonder why she sold it for that much.
Exactly. So I'm not saying that it's not a bad industry. Like, if you want to get into it, you can make a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
If you are good at whatever it is you do, whether you're a DJ, photographer, you know,
I thought venue. For a minute I think I'd be a good party planner or, like, mm-hmm. a wedding planner.
Oh, no.
I love planning and organizing mm-hmm. and parties and stuff, but then I realized I would want to kill everyone.
Yeah, because especially if you're dealing with weddings and like bridezillas.
Yeah. Maybe like a normal party, like 40th or 50th,
just regular party planning.
Yeah, not a wedding though.
No. So it is a really, really good business. However, like studies have shown that the more somebody spends on a wedding, the more chances are that they're going to get divorced.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So the more fancy and elaborate the wedding, chances are.
I wonder why.
Because I have a feeling, and this is just me, and I've talked about this on like the main show.
Kylie?
Where I feel like a lot of people, especially like in their early 20s, the ones that get married really just want the wedding.
Yeah.
They want that, they want to feel like a princess for a day. And by no means is that a wrong thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you want to be a princess on your wedding and you want to throw an elaborate party, you go for it. That is, you're right. You're allowed to want that. However, make sure you're doing it with the right person.
But I don't think that's just, like, it fades after you're like, I feel like girls always fantasize it and forever. It's not just early 20s. It's like when they reach their 30s, they're like, they still want that fairy tale kind of wedding that they've been hoping and dreaming for.
Everyone fantasizes about their wedding. But when I was younger, I wanted like a big dress and a big venue and my entire family there. And I wanted it to be super elaborate and pretty centerpieces and everything. And now as I've gotten older, I want the simplest thing possible away from everyone.
That's because you realize I don't really like my family. I don't want to spend this money on them.
Like, exactly. Like, it doesn't make sense to me. It's like, I'd rather, as somebody who has gotten to travel the world and gotten to do different things, like, I'd rather spend that money. Could you imagine, like, how much is an average wedding? Let's say anywhere between $10,000 to $30,000.
Yeah, at least.
Could you imagine a trip? If you had somebody gave you let's say $20,000, go on vacation. Could you imagine the vacation you could have with that kind of money?
See, you get really excited over that. See, yeah. I couldn't even. Spending 20 grand on a wedding makes me puke just as much as spending 20 grand on traveling makes me puke.
Well, let's say you didn't have to spend the entire 20 grand. Like, hey, here's 20 grand, do whatever you want, and you can go on your nice honeymoon, go to Hawaii, get the back massages, or, you know, go, you know, swimming with dolphins or whatever it is that you want to do.
Swimming with sharks.
Right.
That's what I want to do. I know, I do, actually.
You have a thing for, like, the dangerous.
I know. Put all the blood around me so they come after me.
It's like, come get me.
Yeah, it is.
But that kind of stuff. But then you get back and you have all this money left over, and you can put that towards a house. You can put that to pay your bills.
Yeah.
So that kind of thing, like, that's something I would want. If you have all the money in the world, I mean, I'm not saying, like, if I won the lottery, if I did win the lottery, the billions.
Somebody won it. Exactly. 1.6 billion.
Right? Yeah, something crazy like that. And, like, if I had that money, okay, I might throw a more elaborate wedding. I'm not going to lie. But I don't want, like, doves flying all over the place and just a lot of... That's not me, though.
Yeah, that's not you.
That's not who I am. And I'm not here to condemn anybody who wants that.
It's kind of crazy how it's changed for you, at least. Because I feel like some girls, like, they fantasize about it, and then the older they get, the more crazy it gets.
Elaborate.
And then the moment they're going to get engaged is like, it's finally happening. Now it has to be, like, the biggest presentation of the entire year kind of thing. But... It's crazy how it changed. When I was smaller, I never even, like, thought about my wedding.
It's funny how we've kind of flipped. And I'm not saying that you want, like, the big $1 million wedding or anything like that, but...
It's weird because I definitely go back and forth between what I want and what I don't want. But I do want at least a little something to know that I got married. Like, I have two friends who just went down to a courthouse, signed papers, and, like, we're going to have a celebration later, but never end up doing it. And I was like, oh, yeah, you guys are married. Weird. Like, it's almost like nothing. There was no celebratory thing for them to be boyfriend, girlfriend, and then be married that I always am like, oh, yeah, you guys are, huh?
Right. Strange. And I have a friend like that. Like, they went and got married at the courthouse, or were going to get married and then have, like, a party.
Yeah.
But then she got pregnant and they were going to do it the next year. And then she got pregnant again and they were going to do it the next year. And now they're on number three.
And then they're like, should we have one now that it's been 3 years later and we have, like, three kids?
Yeah. Like, it's like, we don't have the money to do this. We're raising three kids. So we jokingly said when they turn 50.
They'll have a wedding.
We'll have a wedding for him. And I told him I need to be a groomsman.
That's cute.
One of my best friends growing up.
That's cute. Yeah, but I want something to be
exactly
for everyone to know. Damn, they're married.
And that's like me too. I don't want just to go to a courthouse and be done. Like, I want to do something far away and have, for lack of a better word, because when I think ceremony, I think religion, and mine would not be religious.
Yeah,
because I'm not. But have, like, a thing.
Yeah,
you know, have a little something to commemorate. With the people you care about the most, and I want, like you do, I want my dad to walk me down the aisle.
Yeah, totally. Well, and it's good if you do have it out of state or something, then really only the people that you really care about probably will go.
And that really care about you that are willing to drive out.
Exactly, or fly or wherever you have it.
But, I mean, it is a very, very expensive industry, but it is something you...
It's smart, too, let me tell you.
When I hear, like, it makes my heart hurt when I hear people, they spent, like, 30 or 50 grand on a wedding, and then they're divorced in 2 years.
Oh, could you imagine whoever... I mean, I know it's usually... the bride's... I mean, traditionally, it's the bride's parents or whatever, but, like, I would kill my daughter or my son if I paid for his wedding.
I would do a contract. Be like, if you don't last more than 5 years,
you are going to owe me all this money back.
Yeah.
That's something my dad would do with me.
It's like, I'm going to smack you upside the head because you're my child.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, it is a lucrative industry. However, it's not something I really care to do for myself.
Yeah.
Hey, surprise, surprise. We got another message from Kylie.
Kylie.
Hey, ladies. It's Kylie once again.
With
sorry to keep calling you. This
question is for, ooh, Sarah.
Oh, hey.
I was just wondering what you do on BJ Shea and Migs, because they just called you in to talk and all this stuff, and they always call you in, but I don't think you do weather or traffic report or anything like that. I was just wondering what your job was. All right, thank you.
That's a good question, actually. I
should do weather.
That would be so funny.
We have a green screen.
I know.
So I could put a video in the clouds.
And I just put out like Cthulhu or monsters. Like, the monsters attacking the city.
I mean, it's going to be foggy this morning, you guys. Be careful.
Slenderman's out there.
I always wonder how it's like to be like in front of the, because I don't even know how they know where they're pointing. Like,
they have camera or they have screens on other
sides.
So
they can see?
Mm-hmm.
Why aren't there screens on the regular green screen? That, like,
what do you mean?
Why don't they just show the screen that they're being shown? Like, why are they on a green screen? You know?
No, like, why are they? So they can, I guess it's so that
they can switch really fast.
They could switch to other things. And I'm assuming it wouldn't look good if you're filming a screen. Like, have you ever tried filming a computer screen or a TV screen?
Really,
it looks
like
a little weird. Yeah, it looks a little weird. So this is, I think, a lot easier. So whatever side they're on their screen, so they could see what we're seeing. I know I've seen that, like, at children's museums, you can go and you can put the little green cape on so you're invisible. I've seen that done before, so I've gotten to play with it before.
And you can, like, I'm here, but you can't see me.
It's like, oh my God, I'm just a floating head.
Well, that's when, like, some people wear stuff that they're probably not supposed to wear because it, like, mm-hmm. almost blends right into the background. And they're like, they have no pants on.
I love it.
I love it.
But what do you do on BJ and Migs, Sarah?
Well, sometimes you do hear me on air or on this podcast. And then I do some behind-the-scenes work. I help with a lot of the social medias.
A social media wizard.
Is that what they're called?
I don't know.
Yeah, which is always changing, which, you know, I'm trying not to be a 90s kid. But Vicky helps me a lot in that. I do a lot of for BJs.
Mm-hmm.
And then I do a lot of the Beat Migs questions that Rev does. And then I have a lot of Ratchet friends, so my Facebook is very entertaining. So a lot of the Facebook dramas are from my friends or people I know, and I'm only friends with them because I seriously go on their Facebook page and I see the ratchet stuff they post and I'm like, dear God, how do I know you or am I friends with you? But I am. So yeah, I do a lot of that kind of in the other studio with Uncle Chris and Joey D's.
Mm-hmm.
And they do the podcast and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, whenever Chris is out today because he's been sick, you go and you take over some of his duties, making sure BJ's on time.
Yeah, I kind of wrangle them in, get the time for them. And Steve's very good, but BJ likes to run all around this damn place.
And this place is a lot bigger than our last studio, so it's a lot harder to find him.
And let's just say, like, today, you know, he's sometimes usually in the bathroom or sometimes talking to sales, but today we have a lactation station that he just goes into. His freezer pack is in there, so he was hiding out in there, and I'm like, BJ, you have like 2 minutes, where are you?
We need to put like a pager or like a walkie-talkie, like when he leaves the studio, it's like you pick up a walkie-talkie and you leave, and then we will page you when we...
Or like when the dogs have the zappers.
Get him a dog collar or something.
Get him a dog collar and be like, one. This means you have 1 minute if I press this.
Oh, and if I'm pressing that. Oh my God, he would be so angry.
In the bathroom and he like jolts.
I mean, at least I would get the, you know, the last scoop out of the carton, if you will. Okay, now I'm done.
No. Yeah. And so when like he's there, I help, or if Joey's there, I help with Joey's jobs or whatnot. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah, we all kind of help out.
We are a pretty well oiled machine. So when one person's not here, we are able to kind of switch off and like, okay, you do this, you're in charge mm-hmm. of this. Like, we all can take on somebody else's responsibility,
which is good,
nice.
Especially because everyone's getting sick and Danny has a child. So he's in New Mexico a lot. Mm-hmm. And unless BJ or Migs is not here, then
usually if one of them are sick, then which Steve is never sick. He's a machine.
He's never like gone ever. Like, I've only seen him happen to him.
I've only seen him gone once. And that was, I think, when his uncle passed away. And that was when I was an intern. So this was 9 years ago.
Yeah, you've been here for 9 years. And, like, he comes in when he just doesn't feel good, or when he, like, twists his knee, or when he gets a black eye, or when, like, a pipe hits his windshield. Like, I don't know how he does it. He's, like, not a human.
He's a machine. Steve the machine.
Seriously, it blows my mind. Because he's, like, not young. Like, even, like, us young folks, like, need time off or we get sick or whatever. He never does. And he has like a full life and like does more than me.
Oh, yeah. Like he goes and does wrestling.
He's in a band.
Yeah.
He has a wife.
He does. He plays drums for church.
I don't understand.
He does hockey.
Seriously, not.
He works out.
I know.
I don't know. Like, it makes me, like, wish I could, like, I want to do more things, and it's, like...
I wish I was could operate, because he said before, like, he runs better with very little sleep. Mm-hmm. So I think that really helps him, but it makes me so jealous, because I'm not one of those people. Like, I will just become a raging a-hole if I don't get enough sleep. No, I know, shocking, right?
BJ's daughter? No.
No, it could be a raging a-hole, weird. Yeah. But I don't know. I'm jealous sometimes.
Although the Bang energy drinks that we had, so if you haven't seen heard on the regular show, we did a Bang Friday. So Bang energy drinks are these drinks that like wrestlers and a lot of athletes are drinking nowadays.
Because they have creatine?
Creatine.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to almost be like a pre-workout, but it doesn't give you a crash, which was nice. Like, I mean, I felt like, oh, okay, now I'm tired. Like, I'm getting tired, but I never
felt... Yeah, you could just feel it wear off.
Yeah, I didn't feel like, oh, crap, now I'm dead.
Could you imagine working out after drinking that, though?
Oh, my God, yes.
Really? I feel like you would just be like, I can do, like, 100 pounds.
That's like, get me all the way.
Do what?
No, I went home. So I wake up at 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah, so Danny bought us all one on the show one last Friday.
Yes, I was falling asleep on the way here. I was tired. I get to work. We drink it at, like, 6 o'clock in the morning. And we all pound it within the first 30 minutes.
Except for me.
Did you finish yours at all?
Nope.
Didn't think so.
I've never finished an energy drink in my entire life, like just by myself.
Uh-huh.
Like I never, ever drink them. And it was not making me feel good. Like not
anxious.
Making me hyper, but just like making me like kind of want to vomit. Like it was something. Like my I don't think my body was used to all of whatever that is. So it was like, ooh.
That's fair.
Yeah. And it was super sweet.
Yeah, I know. For something that doesn't have any sugar, it was really sweet.
Yeah, it makes you wonder.
But I went to work, did all my work stuff. I was hyper and like jittery even after I left. And I went home and I told my dad, look, I'm still a little energized. So I'm going to get to work here in the house until it wears off. I'm just going to keep going.
Dude.
I kept going. So I got home because I had to run a couple errands. I think I got home at like 11:30.
Yeah.
And I kept going till like 7 or 8 o'clock at night.
Are you serious?
Yes. So right now we're remodeling our kitchen and we have our cabinets up finally. We should be getting our countertops installed. My dad and a family friend of ours have been doing all the work.
Nice.
The only thing they're not going to do themselves is put the countertops on, because if we break those, it's our fault. But we're having those, we're paying to get those professionally installed.
And those are already expensive. Yeah.
Yes. Those are getting professionally installed. So if they break it, it's their deal.
Yeah.
So we're getting the countertops in hopefully tomorrow, but our kitchen's looking more like a kitchen. We just have the countertops left. We need to do floor, which we're doing tile. And then we got to paint the walls, which is pretty simple.
Yeah, that's awesome. You said you thought by...
I'm hoping by Thanksgiving.
That's what you said, and I said next year.
Yeah, right. I'm hoping. Like, I feel like we're pretty close. And then we do the backsplash, you know, when they do the tile, like, behind the sink and stuff. A lot of that stuff could be done in a day, like the backsplash. And I think even the floor we could probably do within a day.
Do you know what that means? You need to get way more Bang energy drinks.
Right.
Because
I ended up doing, because I took all the stuff out of our pantry and put them in bins. And so all our Tupperware, all everything, food were in these big tubs and on our deck, just sitting there getting rained on. But that's what the tubs were for. So they're heavy because a lot of these had cans.
You guys don't have like raccoons and stuff, right?
Mm-mm.
Oh, that's good.
Although we did leave a bag. So we have a big backyard and my mom does a lot of canning. She makes salsas. She'll make jams.
Pickles?
She doesn't like pickles.
Canned vegetables and stuff?
She wants to start doing some of those.
Those are so good.
But if you want some jam, I got some jam. And like she makes table salsa, like the one you get like at a Mexican restaurant when you get chips.
Oh, yeah, the real deal stuff.
Mm-hmm. We do those. So we just pop those open when we have people over and get some chips.
Nice.
It's pretty awesome. And like a lot of bases for soups and rice and stuff, like the Mexican rice is just boom, done.
Yeah, easy.
So we've been eating out there in the summertime, or like when we first started this project. We'll just go out there because she's got all her... all her cooking stuff out there for canning. And so we ate dinner over there and we left a bag sealed of chips, tortilla chips. And the other day I see a bunch of crows and I see that the tortilla chip bag, it was a big one.
Exploded.
Yeah, it was ripped open and all the chips are on the ground. I was like, okay, the crows got to it. And then I went back the next day. All the chips were gone.
Hey, at least they cleaned up.
At least we gave them, at least we fed the crows.
Yeah, full of chips.
Maybe they'll be cool to us.
Yeah, at least they won't like hopefully come back and like want more.
Mm-hmm. But we don't really have raccoons. I know like there's some foresty areas nearby and there's deer, but there's no way they can get into our yard.
Yeah.
Because everything's fenced off.
Well, that's what you think. The deers ate through our fence, and now they're there all the time.
Mm.
It's so cute. I love them, honestly. There's usually like a mom and like two of the babies, and they're seriously just chilling. And I don't know why the hell they're like, we have a fake grass, but they'll just like chill in the grass and just like, and I'm just like, I want to make friends with you, but I know my dad would kill me.
Oh, yeah, he would. You start leaving food out for him.
I know, I really, really want to.
And your dad would murder you.
I know, Johnny Rivers, my boyfriend who lives with us, was like, can we just like give him a little food? And I was like
what
yeah.
What would they eat?
I don't know. I was thinking like carrots and apples, but I have no idea.
I mean, actually, that would work.
I feel like that seems
some
like
peanut butter, maybe?
Peanut butter?
I'm guessing you give dogs peanut
maybe.
Butter. Why wouldn't you give
But then I'm afraid like I would like it too much and then all of a sudden it would be like inside and then we'd be chilling on the couch together. Then BJ would walk in and then I'd be like, hey, I have my deer friends. And he'd freak out.
Yeah, he
you
might
know?
Freak out a little bit. There's deer poop in his fake grass. Yeah, he wouldn't
he
be happy with
he
that.
He would freak out, yeah. But they're so cute.
Yes, but So Friday, I took all the bins. So there's like maybe six or seven of them filled with like dishes and my mom's, you know, wedding china. And I like shoveled them back inside and I unloaded
all of
them.
Oh, so you put them all back?
So I put everything and organized them in the new cabinet. So I organized my mom's wedding china.
Oh.
Like my dad and I, we had it all pretty.
Gosh, good thing you didn't break anything.
No, I know. I sent a picture to my mom who's in Mexico and she's just like, oh, give me the heart-eyed.
Do you guys ever use
emojis?
The china?
No.
Oh, never. Not even like Thanksgiving or anything?
Not this china. Some of the silverware we got, we will sometimes.
But this is like the real deal fancy
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, we don't touch this.
Oh. Except for when you organize. She was probably like, damn you, Vicky, why did you touch my
No, I mean, like, she, I mean, obviously, but like, we can't eat off of it. She would not be happy.
Yeah. That probably, well, that's really weird in the first place, but she's probably really happy that, like, it's all organized when she comes home. And you probably feel like you have, like, more of a kitchen now.
Yeah, it's feeling more and more like a kitchen in the sense of, like, if when I cook something now, I know where everything is. We still need to put the handles on some of the cupboards, though.
Oh.
So I have to, like, really pry them open, but hopefully.
I give props to your dad and his friends because this do-it-yourself crap.
It's made me rethink what kind of place I want to buy when I buy a place.
Oh, so you don't have to do everything yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm like, nope. I'm like, oh, I can definitely do a little fixer-upper. It's totally fine. And seeing how much energy and money and time.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
at
and
the most,
it's all on you.
Yeah, maybe painting. Like, I'll find a place I can paint.
Yeah. Painting's fun.
That, like, I'll do painting all day. That's totally fine. I'm cool with that. But I'm not doing the DIY.
Even I can paint. I can come over and help you. Everything
you some,
else, no.
Get you some box. Like, have you seen the little containers of wine?
Oh, it's yeah. Like the little for, like, picnics?
Not cardboard, but it's, like, the weird little.
It's, like, the fake plastic, right?
Yeah. I don't know. But you can it has a little lid on top.
Mm-hmm.
And just get you some
then,
of those.
Then I won't spill it either on your new place because I would do that.
Get you rosé, that's easy to clean.
Could you imagine red wine, just like come over the first time and it's all over your carpet?
But dang it, Sarah.
I'd be like, I'm sorry, but what'd you expect?
This is why we give you sippy cups.
I love sippy cups.
I do too. We do have one more voicemail. And we got this at 2 o'clock in the morning. And so here's the thing with my, with the voice app, the when you leave a voicemail, I get alerted when people call. So it woke me the hell up.
Wow, person who called at 2 a.m, which you're probably intoxicated. I mean, and if you're not, that's impressive.
No, but I mean, I'm not blaming you. I need to figure out how to change that setting. But
I am blaming you.
Here we go.
Just kidding.
Hello, ladies of the broadcast. I almost said the wrong podcast because there's too many I'm listening to. It's Stevie the Packers fan.
Stevie, what's up?
I just remember last week's kind of topic about the artists, the top artists in each state from Spotify. I don't stream music, to be honest. I'd rather just buy and listen. And I think the royalties when I buy an album goes to the artist.
Mm-hmm.
I think they get a little bit bigger percentage than streaming, but I don't know how it works. I'm just guessing. But I'd rather buy music instead of stream music. If I really need to stream something that bad, I go to YouTube.
Or the radio.
But anyhow, I checked out Wisconsin, where I'm originally from. And the artist was Quan a Pain. I never heard of the guy. I don't know who he is. So he must be a rapper, I'm guessing. I could be wrong.
Quan Pain.
And then since I'm close to Minnesota, I looked at Minnesota, and the top one there is Thomas Rhett. I know he's country, but I don't know any of his songs.
I think I know Thomas Rhett.
But the states next to that are rock states, because North Dakota is Shinedown.
Oh, nice.
And then South Dakota is Nickelback. Then again, Wyoming was Five Finger Death Punch, and then West Virginia was Theory of a Dead Man.
Oh,
and dude. That's my favorite band. I don't know. Those were weird ones. So, don't know much else, ladies. if you ever want me to bring in some banana bread in again, please let me know. I may make some for the Christmas holiday. So talk to you ladies later. Goodbye.
Tis the season for banana bread and pumpkin bread.
We keep buying bananas, and I don't know what we're doing at our house, but they'll be, I like them a little green.
Yeah.
And then like 2 days later, bam, brown. I'm like, damn it all.
Gotta froze them and make banana bread.
That's what I'm gonna end up doing, is making banana breads.
I know. I wish I could have banana bread. Bananas don't like me.
I was curious to see what the Quran pain.
I know. I thought for a second he meant to say T-Pain, and I was like, what?
Woo!
Oh. Trippy.
This is called My High.
Mm. Slow walk from there to here. Oh. No fight from there to here. Can't show no patience. I'm chasing lingerie. She can't prepare. I do like the voice. She can't prepare. But I already knew that. Demeanor matching her fragrance. Now tell me where they do that. Or tell me how you do
that. Yes. Ooh, there's a girl in like nice panties on here. Back, my pick and roll. Holler. And she don't never be tripping whenever I hit the road. It's something about that confidence. I love to keep me coming home. She knows she in control. And I won't undermine her. I love it. Check out the music video. It's his name is spelled Quron, then Payne is Payne, and the song's called My High, and the music video is pretty sexy.
I like it. It is like rap, but it's like, it's different.
I like, this is the kind that I like, this kind of,
you, it's kind of a different vibe.
It's almost like he's singing, but it's still rap.
Yeah, but he's still rap, and the background is totally like different than normal rap.
Which, yeah, I can.
You can feel it, man. You can get in the high.
I want to get high, too.
Groove, hey.
And this is Thomas Rhett. I'm going to skip through the music video a little bit here. Preach in the service.
If she wants magnolias. Out in, he sounds so sexy.
Not too many. Not bad looking. People. Save a daddy some money.
Ooh. She got it all. Oh my gosh. Okay, we can stop. I'm getting all the feels. I'm getting a little.
You don't
want to
know what the song's called.
Do I not?
Maybe you'll say right here. It's called Marry Me.
Woo! Okay, I do. I do. Oh my gosh.
Check out the music video,
that
Thomas
made me
Rhett.
Feel all types of ways in my panties.
He's not bad looking.
Let me see.
Here's a picture.
Oh, he's adorable. He looks like, God, who does he look like? Oh, he looks like someone. Oh, I'm going to think about it in the middle of the night. It's going to drive me crazy. He is adorable.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't mind it.
I
did like the first one better.
I really enjoyed his voice. He could sing to me all day. And normally I'm not really country, but I like that.
Lately, I've been getting into like a Chris Stapleton. He does a song called Tennessee Whiskey that I love.
Oh, I think I know that song.
I can find it real quick.
Do they play it on the country station?
So I end up with, one of the things Stevie was talking about is that he doesn't really stream music. He'd rather buy the album. But that's how I find music I love. I'll stream it on a streaming service.
Mm-hmm.
And when I find a song, like I'll pick an artist and I'll listen to all their stuff. So I listen to like the Nathaniel Ratcliffe and the Night Sweats.
Oh, yeah.
He does the son of a bitch, get me a drink. Mm. Have you not heard that song?
I don't think so.
Oh, my God. I got to show you that one, too.
Have you not heard that song?
I'm like, it's funny.
Oh.
Like, it makes me laugh. And I bought my dad the album and he sings it, too.
Cute.
But this is Tennessee Whiskey.
Oh.
Super. Okay. But then I'll find it and then I'll go buy their song or their album.
Yeah. Like on iTunes.
Mm-hmm. And I just have it on my iPhone.
Yeah. I buy all my stuff on iTunes. Used to spend my nights. Oh gosh.
I think it's so cute. It's so sweet.
Wow, this is so not you, Vicky. I'm surprised.
It's very country. I've been really into him. I'm just like,
Vicky is like over here blushing. Like she's just, like in love, like holding her heart.
It's just like basically talks about how like she is like one of the lines is you're as sweet as strawberry wine. You're as warm as a glass of brandy. You're smooth as Tennessee whiskey. You know, that kind of thing. He's like talking about her, like alcohol. I had somebody once tell me, he's like, you taste like tequila to me. And I'm like, I didn't drink tequila. He's like, no, you are tequila to me. And I'm like, ooh.
Spicy and want to get naked?
And I'm like, what does that mean?
That means he wants to get naked. Or it's going to happen.
Well, it didn't end up happening, but.
Oh.
That was short lived.
Damn.
Anywho. But yes, I love.
So, guys, pay attention. Sing that to Vicky if you see her.
At karaoke or something.
Yeah. Dedicate this to you, Victoria.
But I do listen to a lot to our sister station, 107.7 The End. Mm-hmm. And that's how I hear about like Nathaniel Rateclyffe and all these other songs and bands. And I'm like obsessed with him. And I kind of wish I got the chance to see him. But I think we were in Chicago when he came for The End's summer.
Is he hot?
I mean, he's country hot. Like,
so he's hot.
I mean, he's like a bigger, like he's a like a teddy bear.
Oh, okay, I'm with that. I'm down with that.
Let's see, son of a bitch. Let's see, official video. So I'm
does gonna... he sound as country as the last one?
Kind of.
Cause that one was.
All right, I'm going to skip forward a little bit.
Country.
Okay.
Son of a bitch.
Music video cracks me up too.
Wow.
Oh. 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 So I'll stream Nathaniel Rateclyffe and the Night Sweats, and then kind of get a lot of music. That's how I found out about Chris Stapleton.
Vicky loves this.
Oh, yeah, I love this kind of stuff. Like, especially when I'm, like, just hanging out cleaning. Some of the songs kind of get, like, too chill for me.
Yeah.
Like, almost too sad, I guess.
This is definitely, like, intense. Like,
yeah, it's Nathaniel Rateclyffe is a lot of fun. So I bought my dad the album, and he dug it.
I cannot picture your dad dancing to this.
Actually, the other song that I was singing to myself the other day of his was Hey Mama. Sit down.
Oh, very country.
But does it feel country? Because when I think of country, I think of like a Blake Shelton or Taylor Swift.
See, this definitely feels country to me.
Like, this is more real country, not pop country. And I
actually, this is real, real country.
I've come to learn that I love bluegrass and folk country, but I don't like pop country.
Huh. See, I'm the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I could do pop country. I can't do this.
Yeah. But I'm just like, it's Hey Mama. And I'm like, oh.
Maybe you need a good Southern country boy, Vicky.
I mean, okay, so you know this. Should we talk about our time in...
your friend?
Actually, I think this was the year we met Danny.
Oh.
I remember.
Danny,
like,
that works on the main show.
Yeah, Danny that works on the main show. So we went to Chicago for morning show boot camp a couple years back. And we met Danny, and he was a lot of fun. We went out and partied with him. And actually, going out and partying with him that night is part of the reason he got hired.
Because we liked him?
Because we liked him. And he, you know, was like, he was cool with us, but he also, like, in a sense, not took care of us, but like...
made sure we were okay.
Yeah, like he genuinely cared that we were okay.
Yeah.
And that we liked him. And so that was part of the reason. It's like, what did you guys think of him? I'm like, oh, he's cool.
Yeah.
That's part of the reason he was picked. But there was this other guy there.
Named?
We'll call him Jay. He's a radio guy too. He's not from here.
If you're listening, you'll never know it's you, Jay.
Oh God, you're so pretty. You know you're pretty.
He's very pretty.
Oh, it pisses me off. And like, we were flirting the whole time.
They were hitting it off.
Oh my God, we went back to his room, you and me, and we were drinking with him. We were like all chatting up.
But like, you could tell he was like so into Vicky, which is obviously fine. But like, because I'm so like, if my girl and a guy, I'm so pro for it. Right. I will help you out in any way I can.
But it took me by surprise because I'm not used to like the good old boys.
He was a very like good old boy,
like,
looking
blonde
southern
hair,
man.
Southern, like the accent, the drawl. It's like, oh, bless your heart, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm wearing a skirt and I'm showing off all my tattoos, so I'm very much that grungy rocker chick.
Yeah, not like a typical like Carrie Underwood kind of girl.
Or even just like, I mean, I feel like tattoos are becoming more mainstream now, so I'm not even like a cute blondie girl with a couple tattoos. I'm me.
Yeah.
I'm me. So we...
I'm me.
A troll little Vicky. Oh God, that hurt. But he, like, I was just like, oh, he's hitting on me?
I thought,
like,
for
what?
Sure.
I wanted to make it happen. So we invited him out to come out with us that night. We hung out with Danny.
Mm-hmm. We were going to a bar and then we were going to the club. And
yeah, that was a really fun night at the club.
It was really fun. Doing all the things.
And so we were like, come with us. He's like, no, I have to wake up really early for a flight. It's like, no, come.
You don't. Go, and if you do, it doesn't matter. It'll be worth it.
Come on, we'll go make out on the dance floor. And so yeah. He didn't come out with us.
I know.
But we've stayed friends on the, like, you know, we text each other on occasion. And
but
I
we've
follow
never
this.
Seen him again.
No. And he ended up moving because he got laid off from his job. Mm. Or fired, I guess.
It just wasn't working.
So he moved back to like the state where he was originally from, and he got a job in radio, like a part-time job right now.
Good for him.
So yes, I always
joke.
And you're
planning a trip anytime to see him, maybe?
I almost saw him this summer because my cousin was supposed to move back to North Carolina.
Okay.
Or South Carolina, excuse me. And so I was looking at the map. I'm like, oh, I can rent a car or take like a train or a bus.
So South Carolina is near wherever this mystery
yes.
state is. Okay.
So I'm like, I can like where my cousin was going to move to. I'm like, I can rent a car and drive there. It's not
long
that
way for a booty call.
Right. But here's the thing. My cousin was going to move with two babies and all her stuff because they're military.
Yeah. Okay.
So we were going to drive all the way and I was going to help with her because her husband would take the U-Haul and I would be in the car with her to take care of the girls.
With the, oh, God, that's a commitment.
But I told her I would do that. Like I would drive up and just fly back.
Yeah.
Just so that way she's not by herself in the car.
I would go insane.
Exactly.
Two kids. Oh.
And so I'm like, this will be easier. And then I can help you unpack. And then I told her about the booty call. And she's like, oh, yes, girl, get it. She was all about it. And so I was going to drive down. I even messaged him. And I'm like, okay, so this might happen. You know,
and
I'll let you know. And he was like, all right, like, yeah, we'll hang out. Because we flirted. And
yeah,
pictures have been exchanged on Snapchat.
Oh, all the pictures?
Oh, yeah, I've seen stuff.
Has he seen your stuff?
Oh, yeah. Pick like for pick.
Stuff. Down under stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh!
Via Snapchat. We're very careful. Like, it's funny because we don't talk. He's a weird guy. And I'm okay with it being this weird because I don't have any emotional attachment
yeah,
to him.
Yeah, and he's so far anyway.
Right. But I've told him, because when he was having some issues with his former job, he was like, well, I really want to do this and this. What do you think? And so instead of texting it out, he started, you know how iPhones have the little, you can send like a voice message? I think other phones do too.
Yeah, like a recording kind
of. Yeah, and it'll disappear after a while. Like it won't get stored. But you can just send a quick voice message. And I told him, you know, and I would send him a voice message back. I'm like, we can just talk on the phone. Like, why don't you call me?
Yeah.
And he would just ignore it and just keep messaging me this way. I'm like, do you just not want any record of us talking? I don't know. You're weird.
Maybe some people, well, he can do that on his own time, like send you a voice or whatever. Like when you're on the phone, you're like there.
Yeah.
You're like have to be.
But there was once where we were literally back and forth. So I remember I was shopping at Target.
That's nice that you were like responding to him.
And I'm just like.
At Target, because Target is great.
I love Target so much.
Right.
They just remodeled the Target in Lake Stevens.
Oh, so yeah. They remodeled the one in Factoria and it's like crazy. It's like so extra. I'm like, where is everything?
Yeah.
The dollar section is way bigger, though. I know, right?
Yes, freaking Target. I need to stay away. I need to go get pick up my prescription today.
Just.
And it's in Target.
Just close your eyes till you're at the pharmacy.
I know. There's the other day, my dad's like, oh, I'm like, oh my God, Dad, look, they have dresses. And he's like, oh, do you want to go look? I'm like, Dad, no, pull me away. Pull
no,
me away.
No, don't, Father. No,
I'm like,
I
take
don't.
Me away.
No. Wait, okay, so why didn't this booty call happen?
Because my cousin ended up not moving.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of a.
Yeah, they put a damper on it. So she was supposed to move sometime in August, August, September area. So they ended up, her husband made a decision like where he's going to be doing something else in the military. So I mean, she might end up still moving there depending on where they station them next.
Mm-hmm.
But she won't know for, I think. I mean, they could find out any day now, but she doesn't think they'll move until next year.
Well, I mean, next year is going to be here before we know it.
Right.
So,
I mean, it's only a couple months away.
And this Jay guy doesn't have any want to come to Seattle at all?
No? Oh, he loves Seattle. Like, that's one of the places he's always wanted to visit. I think he visited it when he was a kid and he loved it.
Oh.
And so I'm like, you need to come visit. And once he was in Vegas and he messaged me, he's like, I'm in Vegas. I'm like, that's awesome, dude. He's like, I'm closer now. I'm like, I'm still not in Vegas, dude. Like, you're not in Seattle.
I'm
like,
still a few states away, buddy. Like, you're close, though.
It'd be like a two-hour flight?
Yeah, it's like two and a half hours. Super
I'm like,
easy.
Just hop on a plane, come to Seattle because I'm not going to Vegas.
I know.
So, I mean, there's a thing. I have a thing for country boys, and I didn't think I did until I went to Rev's wedding.
Oh.
And we went to the Gentle Ladies Club.
Gentle Ladies Club. And there was like a country.
There was a country boy. And he kind of had like a Matthew McConaughey vibe to him from like Magic Mike.
All right.
And he was just like, you can tell he was like in his late 30s, early 40s, but he was ripped.
Yeah.
And he had that Southern drawl. And normally it's like, okay, whatever, Southern drawl. But something between meeting Jay and then seeing this guy, I was in love. And so one of the gals that was on the trip, she was very shy. Like she was very like, oh, talky-talky and fun. But when it came to the dudes, she was like, nope.
Oh, yeah.
She'd never been to a strip club, I think.
Like, I can't look at you.
She's like, I can't do this. Oh, my God. I'm so, like, no, awkward. I can't do this. Yeah. Awkward. And so I'm like, get a freaking lap dance. Just do it. And so I was talking about how hot that guy was. And so we're about to leave because I had taken out my money. And I'm like, this is all I'm putting down for the naked dudes.
Yeah, I do that, too, because it can be dangerous.
Well, that and the freaking ATM fees are ridiculous.
Really?
Like $5 or $6.
To get money out?
Yeah.
That is ridiculous.
Yes.
Wow.
So I was like, nope, not taking any more money out.
Oh, Vegas.
And so we're about to leave. And he's like, hold up there. I'm like, yes. And he's like, you're getting a dance. I'm like, what? It's like your friend paid for it. And I turned around. And it's that girl. And I'm like, damn you, woman. But I love you. So I got a dance from him. And I'm like, I don't know. I want to touch him, but I can't. I don't know what I'm doing because I've never had a lap dance before.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if I've ever had one from a dude. I feel like they're way cooler with butt touching. Way yes. cooler than girls are. But I remember I've had a female one, and my friend who got me that one had to pay extra if I wanted to touch them and they could touch me. Which, of course,
duh,
we
what's
did.
The point?
Duh. Pretty much got some action that night. That was weird. Yeah.
By the way, go to the freaking Acropolis.
In
Portland. And there's this dancer named Ivy, and she was so goofy. She was so funny.
Was she like sexy. Awkward?
No, not awkward. She was just silly.
Yeah.
And so it was hilarious. But she also was very sexy. So I was like, how do you keep your lipstick on? Because she like kept motorboating my friend and I.
Ah!
And I'm like, how's your lipstick stay on? She's like rubbing her lips. She's like, ooh, it's Sensi's. It's like it stays on forever. And
that's so cute.
But there is one move. I know we're kind of jumping all over the place, but there's a move she did where have you seen when people pretend they're like tying an invisible string on their lip? Like on their bottom lip and upper lip, and it looks like they're pulling it, like they're actually able to control the muscles. I know Jennifer Lawrence did it, but it looks like they're it's a really cool trick. Like if you're able to,
is it actual like a string?
No, it's fake. Like you're pretending to tie a string onto your lip, and then you pull the invisible string, and your lip moves with it.
Weird. No, I've never even like heard of that.
I'll have to show you it. Like you can just type in Jennifer Lawrence string lip trick or whatever.
Now I'm like trying to do it with my mouth. Like,
But she did that. But she pretended to pull the invisible string out of her downstairs region, plucked it, and then tied it on. It was so funny.
What?
She made it work. She was
that
so goofy.
Hilarious.
So if you see Ivy, she's got an Ivy tattoo on her thigh.
Oh,
tipper
that's
extra.
Perfect.
She is fantastic.
They got some good strippers there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, very, very talented.
I know, that was a long-winded way to say I have a thing for country boys, even though they probably wouldn't have a thing for me because I'm the rocker chick.
So you thought.
I know. So
country bumpkin boy did.
Come on.
Maybe that should be like a goal. Like, maybe that should be your New Year's resolution.
Bang country boy or bang
Jay.
Oh, God, I would.
Jay. But if you can't do Jay, then at least a country boy. But like top one is Jay.
Yeah, it can't be just any country boy either.
Well, it's obviously got to be someone you're vibing with.
Right.
Yeah, it can't just be like, we can't just, you know, pull them off of the street.
I was going to say, no offense to Yelm, but my family is from Yelm, or have a lot of family that lives in Yelm, and I see some of the people walking around Walmart.
Well.
So not any country boy will do.
And not going to lie, I do love me some Walmart, but they bring the weirdos to, like, everywhere. Like Factoria.
Like
the,
me.
The Walmart where I go in Factoria, it's like a part of Bellevue. It's, you know, it's what, it's not super fancy, but it's not, you
I mean,
know.
It's still Walmart, but you're in a fancier part.
Yeah. We went over the weekend and my boyfriend went to the restroom and there was someone who had gone to the restroom just on the floor.
Because why not?
Because it's Walmart. That is just Walmart. And of course he took a picture of it and had to show me. And I was like, why?
Okay, that's funny. Was it a big one?
Yeah, it was
like a pile.
It was a pile. It wasn't just like accidentally like fell out of
or like he was trying to like he was
something.
About to poo his pants and he's pulling his pants off and a little turd kind of popped out.
No, it was like a full on meal.
He squatted and did it there.
Yeah.
Well,
Walmart.
We did get some text messages. Let's change pace here. Message from Carly says, "Hi girls, have you ever watched the new MTV show How Far Is Tattoo Far? People get a tattoo that their friend picked out, without knowing what it is or where it will be placed. Some of them have been super mean. What would you guys pick for each other and where would you have it placed?
Ooh. I have not seen this show yet, but I've seen it advertised.
I kind of want to see it now. I've seen it advertised,
Nicole, too. Nicole Snooki is one of the hosts, I believe.
Of course.
And just even the plot line.
It's not a contest or anything. It's not like whoever gets...
I don't think so. I think it's really just... like they want a tattoo, but your best friend gets to pick it and you don't know what. And I don't know why they would sign up for this show unless they do get a prize. Or if they
unless it's
on
probably
TV.
A free tattoo.
It definitely has to be. I'm pretty damn sure it's a free tattoo.
I'm going to look up some of these tattoos.
Like your best friend, I mean.
We have to pick for each other. See, here's the thing. I already know that if you were to get a tattoo, I know what you would get. So I know where you would want it placed.
You'd want it.
Like I would pick one of two places.
Yeah.
It would be for you if I had to pick, and I'd be nice. I would never put it, unless the person has a lot of goofy tattoos already, I wouldn't put a goofy tattoo on somebody.
Yeah, like that's where it's like, do you want this friendship to end forever? Right. Because I feel like if my best friend put a crazy tattoo on me, that's like the end of our friendship.
Dude, I'm seeing some of these tattoos. There's one where it's the eggplant emoji and there's a mouth like drooling and eating it.
That's funny. Does it look good?
Let me see.
Oh, damn.
It looks very suggestive.
There are probably worse ones than that, though.
I'm guessing this one is a girl's, like, the friend's face, and it's, like, a portrait of her with a crown. It says number one on the person's shoulder.
Oh, like it would be my face on your shoulder?
And this is the one I saw advertised. It was on someone's inner thigh, and it's a pail of garbage, stinky garbage, with everything shooting out, and there's, like, a ghost, like, kind of plugging its nose, which I'm guessing is the friend.
Oh, like she smells bad?
Yeah, she's got stinky garbage on the inside of her thigh.
Oh, like her hoo-ha smells bad?
I guess. It looks bad. I remember seeing a little trailer of this. She's like, oh my God.
Oh no. See, you're not my friend anymore if that's on my inner thigh.
If I had to pick a bigger one, like for you.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking what would I pick?
Be the small one?
It would be the same thing. It just added a little few more details for the bigger one. I'd pick a kiss.
A pair of lips
on either your hip bone. Or on, like, the top of your butt cheek.
Oh, that'd be cute.
But if I had to do something a little bigger, I would do, like, a couple of kisses, almost kind of like a fluttering.
Oh, yeah.
Like, kiss, like, small to big.
Yeah.
Either down your ribs, if you were cool with that.
Oh, I love that. Just, like, kiss, ribs are so sexy.
With maybe some, tattoos. Like, sparkles or whatever. And just kind of have that go down your ribs.
That'd be really cool.
See? I'd be nice.
You'd be nice. I would get my face on your butt.
I don't have space on my butt.
Just kidding. A tramp stamp?
No, God, I really don't want a tramp stamp.
What would I don't know, because you get all your tattoos.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's still some I want.
I'd probably get some cute, like, character that you liked. Well, you already have Lilo.
No, I don't have Lilo.
I mean, you have Stitch.
I don't have Stitch.
Really?
I have Bulbasaur. I want a Stitch tattoo.
I would totally do that then. Yes!
Where would you put it?
Straight on your vagina.
Like the pelvic bone, not my actual vagina stuff.
You don't want Stitch right on your...
No, I'm just saying that'll hurt.
Really?
On the...
Right on the...
Oh, no, the pelvic bone.
Yeah, like right, yeah. Right where...
No. Although, funny enough... hold on.
Because I feel like that's kind of padded now. I'm pressing...
No, that's... I mean, it doesn't... Because I have my hip bone done, and it's... I think it could go either way.
Yeah.
I do want to get something there, but I don't know what I'd want.
Yeah, I'm trying to think where else you got room for it.
I have my left arm open. I have some of my right arm.
Maybe on your wrist would be kind of cute.
Yeah. I do want to get a Stitch tattoo eventually, but I think it'd be cute to have him hiding in another tattoo. Like his head poking out or something. I think that'd be kind of fun, but I haven't decided where.
I also want to give you something behind your ear.
Actually, I originally wanted the X-Men logo behind my ear.
Yeah, I think you'd be dope with something behind your ear.
Eventually, I will. I want tattoos everywhere.
You want like a full body? Almost.
I don't.
No face.
I don't think I want anything on my chest.
Mm.
Yeah. I don't know. I just, one that's going to hurt. And
those
two,
definitely have to be like.
That's a lot more of a commitment.
And it's like either they're really, a lot of them are really terrible.
Yeah.
Or look really kind of trashy.
Yeah. You have to.
It's like that fine line.
Mm-hmm. But I don't want that. I don't want a tramp stamp, but I would be down for like a piece that goes all the way down. Like.
Yeah, just
like
not.
I don't want like a little
I love tramp stamps.
Like a little sticker kind of whatever it's called. Like, yeah. I don't want that little embellishment, if you will. But I would totally go for a tattoo that goes like a bigger tattoo.
Would you get a tattoo on your boob?
On my boob? I feel like that would hurt.
Oh, yeah, but come on, pain is beauty.
No, I mean, there's nothing on my boobs that I would want. Like,
I think it's really weird when people get, like, their kid's name, like, yeah, right there. I think that's really strange.
I did have a friend back in the day that I used to work with. She had the Batman logo on her side boob.
Cool.
I thought that was funny.
Okay, so if you were going to give me a terrible tattoo, like one you think I would absolutely hate, what would you give me?
Oh, my God, I'd give you, like, two chicken legs and, like, skull and crossbone with, like, the skull being, like, meat.
Oh, yeah.
It's
a
like
good one.
Meat lover or something like that. Show me the meat.
Show me the meat.
Something that would be funny, but you would hate.
I'd be like, yeah. What would I do you?
And put that over your, or that would be the tramp stamp.
That would be the tramp stamp. Oh.
If I had to pick a horrible tattoo for you, like let's say we're getting $1 million and I have to pick a horrible tattoo you're going to hate.
That'd be so funny. Like if I'm in yoga class though and like everyone kind of sees your tramp stamp area and being like, what the hell is that? I don't know what I would give you that you would hate. Probably some weird saying or some like inappropriate, like.
Like we're not talking about nothing like religious or like Nazi or political or anything like that.
I love sticking something somewhere in a picture of it. It's like right where everyone can see it.
My tattoo artist keeps wanting, because I have a key on one of my feet.
Yeah.
And I want something on the background. He's like, let's put a spider web. I'm like, I don't want a spider web.
Oh, because it's going to be like,
I don't like spiders. Oh, so I'm like, yeah, you can always do like a spider. I've seen somebody have like really realistic spiders on them.
Ooh. Well, and then I immediately thought of Spider-Man. And if you're not really a Spider-Man fan, then.
I mean, you could always do. I don't want any portraits of friends or anything like that. Like, I want to get
No, because that could turn out so terribly.
Yes. So, I mean, you could do a crappy portrait of something.
Of me.
Yes.
That's what I would do.
Or it could be like a stick figure. A stick figure.
And just like, Sarah is my goddess or something so ridiculous like that.
Do like a picture of you, but it's like duck lips. Just like a non.
Yeah.
Like,
or my O face.
Oh, that'd be fun. Anywho, we did get one more text message and it says, hey ladies, no more vacations. I listen to you while driving and it keeps me highly entertained. Love what you're doing. So Bacon and Bourbon Fest, probably not sure because my daughter is playing her last season for the Tacoma Youth Symphony.
Cool.
At the same time right next door at the Rialto. So keep in mind, parking will suck that night. Got to go. But if you're going, any after party plans, the Swiss or Dorkies is in mind for me. Marty and Yale.
Go to the symphony and then go to Bourbon and Bacon and then go back to the symphony.
Or go to Dorky's. Dorky's is a lot of fun. Have you ever been?
No, I don't.
It's, I think, is it Broadway? I forget what the street is because my friend has her business down the street from there. So I pass it all the time when I go visit. But it's like a video game bar, like an arcade bar.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Kind of like Attaball.
Yes.
And, yeah.
Yep. Arcade ball bar and you can get drinks and you can get pizza. So it's a pretty, I've been there and it's been fun. But I am not going to Bourbon and Bacon Fest.
Why not?
I thought I had a wedding, but now I had to move everything around because I thought I had a wedding to go to Saturday and my dad informed me, no, it is Friday.
Oh, I thought for a second they decided not to have a wedding
anymore. No, no, no,
and
no.
I was like, oh.
No, but I have to now move my Friday plans to Saturday.
Oh.
And stuff. So either way, I was going to be busy.
Yeah.
Going on. So.
Sorry, yeah. Not sorry. Yeah, I'm still working out if I'm going or not.
Fair.
Because I do like Tacoma, but it's also Tacoma.
Yeah.
I'd rather go to the symphony, honestly. Just kidding. Except I do love bourbon, but. I'd have to give my bacons to everyone.
I mean,
I feel like there would be a lot of people that I could give them to.
There might be faux bacon.
I doubt there's faux bacon there.
Kylie did send us an email or message on Facebook or posted on Facebook of his male French bulldog in a costume. And it looks like an Ewok costume.
Let's see.
So it's on our Facebook page.
Oh, so cute. Oh. He looks so unhappy, but that's how they always look. So
yeah,
he might
like,
be really
what's
happy.
What's going on? I don't know.
I'm like, why am I wearing this thing? That's adorable.
We do have one more message, and this comes from Facebook. So you can contact us any which way. But this comes from Jeremy. It's spelled very interesting. It says, hey, ladies, you were talking about the Cure song from the Crow soundtrack. And I got to thinking, I wonder if there's a lot of songs we like because they so perfectly fit a scene in a movie, but if we had just randomly heard them, would we have cared? You know, like if we heard them on the radio or whatever, would we have cared? It's like, love the cast, been listening since intern radio. Take care. Were you ever on intern radio?
Never, no.
I don't think you were an intern yet. So yeah. Back in, like, when I first started, before I even got the job, when I was still, like, after my internship, Tahiti Steve, who is a former intern, later became my roommate, him and I decided, like, I want practice. I'm not going to college for radio in particular. I don't have a radio program where I'm from. So I want to practice. I want to practice my speaking voice, and I want to learn how to run the board stuff. So we would get together sometimes at midnight on a Saturday because that was the only free time we had.
Cute.
Because I would work, or he had like his night shifts at Starbucks. So we would meet up and record a couple episodes and then post them.
And it was called Intern Radio.
Mm-hmm. And so we would get all the interns. So we'd have like interns from the men's room show up. So we had Malu, who's now a radio personality in Hawaii. So I thought that was kind of cool. Like, she was doing radio in Montana for a little bit. Started from the men's room intern.
I didn't know that she started for the men's room.
Yeah. And so then she... what's it called? She went to Montana. I think she's in Hawaii now. And she's also like a professional like bodybuilder.
Yeah.
On occasion. But yeah, that's Malu.
Oh,
She was really like silly and goofy when we had her on the podcast. We had her doing animal noises. I don't know how that started. She just kept doing it. And so we kept giving her like animal noises she couldn't do.
Oh.
Like, do a giraffe. Do an anteater. I mean, she tried her damnedest. But intern radio was a lot of fun. And the reason we stopped was because Tahiti got an adult job, so we couldn't keep it going. And I didn't feel comfortable just doing intern radio without him because we were very much co-host.
Yeah.
And then we tried another podcast for a little while, and that one's not going on anymore. So that's why I started the broadcast.
Yes. All the ladies with some men's advice every now and when we need them.
But yes. It got me thinking, Jeremy, like, because that song, the Cure song from the Crow soundtrack, it's perfect when he's putting on his face makeup and stuff, and he's stepping out as the Crow for the first time. If there's a song that you now love because of a movie or a show.
The first one I thought of, and Danny would agree with me, who's on the main show, because if you hear it just regularly, you would never be like, oh, I like that song. But the every night in my dreams, I see you, I feel you. Yeah, exactly.
The Titanic song, Celine Dion.
That is how I know you. Yeah, and for me, like, I just try to practice singing it because that girl's got a voice.
Right,
so.
Freaking Celine Dion.
And probably the Dirty Dancing song.
Which one?
The one where he does the famous lift.
Huh, I don't remember what it's called.
I don't either. But every time, like, someone plays that, or, like, I wouldn't have never been like, oh, this is such a great song. But I immediately think of their last dance.
And time of my life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now's the time of my life, and I owe it all to you. I heard it like somebody remixed it. I owe it all to you.
Yeah, I've heard that, too. Yeah.
Okay, I'm not crazy.
Those two for sure.
There's the one I was thinking about, and it's a song that I've heard of many a times before, and I feel like they've been using it a lot in the last couple of years in movies, is Beastie Boys' Sabotage.
Oh.
And I think it's because you work at a station, you hear a lot of the same songs.
Yeah.
Because I've been here 9 years. I've heard all these songs a million times.
Yeah.
So I've always just kind of disregarded it. I'm like, okay, it's just Sabotage again. But they played it, I think, on, was it Guardians of the Galaxy? And I think Star Trek. And, like, in the, like, fighting scenes, the Sabotage. Yeah. I was like, okay, I get chills. I'm like, oh, okay, this is a perfect song for this moment.
Like, all right, I like this.
So whenever I hear the song, that's what I think of.
Yeah.
Or even, speaking of Beastie Boys, oh, my God, what song was it? Let me find it real quick. So somebody took clips from The Muppets, and they added a Beastie Boys song over it.
Oh, gosh.
So it makes it look like, they edit it to make it look, it's So What You Want, and they make it look like the Muppets are the ones singing it. So just type in So What You Want Muppets version.
That sounds frightening.
It's actually kind of cool.
Yeah. Even the video, it's cool?
Yeah, because it's just the regular song. It's not the character singing it per se. Okay. It's not their voices. It's just somebody took the song and they edited it to make it look like the Muppets are singing it. So it's pretty cool. So whenever I hear So What You Want, I think of Animal and I think
of
the characters kind of. So that's a song that got better because of this video.
Yeah. I think another one that everyone will always think of with the movie is The Rocky.
Yes.
The Rocky. Yeah.
That's a good one
as well.
That
is definitely like, okay, that's a cool song because of the movie kind of thing.
So yes, please let us know what songs got better because you saw him in a movie or a TV show, or you love because you saw him.
Because if you actually just like, well, I think same with Smash Mouth with Shrek.
Oh my God, yeah, that song makes it. Like,
yeah.
I like that. The reason why that song is got as popular as it did, I think, is because of Shrek.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Like, hey, now you're an all-star.
Don't get me wrong. I mean, I listened to Smash Mouth way before Shrek, too. But
I mean, I did too, but that's what you did when you're, 12 years old. 2002.
Hey, I was cool back then.
That's so long ago.
I know, it's almost 2020.
I feel so old. Let me check one thing real quick before we decide. Let's do one more thing before we get out of here.
Okay.
So I found this on BuzzFeed, and I'm going to call you out on something in a little bit.
It says, dun, dun, dun.
Let's settle this once and for all. Which texting sins are the absolute worst? And it's more of a survey, so we'll go through them and we'll
discuss
them.
Like, why do you hate?
Yeah, it's like you texted your significant other something super important, but they left you on read. Is this never okay or fine? They're probably busy.
Never okay.
And now that you have an iPhone, do you have the red or
you're hell no, I got okay. That stuff turned off.
Me
I was,
too.
I was talking to a group of friends though, and someone said that they had theirs turned on, and I thought they were crazy. And she's like, no, it keeps me accountable. And I was like, well, damn, good for you. You're a better human than me.
I mean, Facebook has it if they've seen it or not.
So yeah, which like... I already hate. But sometimes I read it, but then I don't, like, I don't know the answer yet, but I don't want to look rude and not respond, you know?
I always just say, like, one sec.
Or yeah,
it's like, or like, a little busy, oh, we'll probably later.
Yeah. But no, if I text my man something very, very important and he has seen it and doesn't respond.
What would be very important in your book?
Oh, like someone died or something.
Okay, like so it's not like dinner plans fell through or something.
No.
Like that's not. Okay.
No. Like actually like important.
Life or death situation kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like life changing. Okay, that makes sense. It's like, okay. I get it. Like, I just got fired. You don't leave me on read. You call you and console me. Like,
yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, or if you can't text, oh my gosh, babe, like, I'll call you when I can.
Yes.
Like, just something. Even if you can't write then and there, at least respond.
All right. So a friend accidentally sent you a screenshot of a heated conversation they just had with you. This is? So let's say you and I are fighting via text, and okay. I screenshot it because I'm going to send it to somebody else, but I accidentally sent it to you. I actually did this, but it wasn't an argument. I had a friend do something super sweet. Like I asked her for some space because I was dealing with some stuff. I'm like, you know what? Can I just have some space from you just for a couple weeks? Because I know you're going to want to talk about this and I don't want to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, honey, you do what you need to do. I love you and I'm here for you, whatever you need. And I screenshot it because I was going to send it to my other friend. I'll be like, she's amazing. Look at how awesome she is. And I screenshotted it and sent it to her on accident.
And said, look at how amazing she is.
But I hadn't typed anything yet. So I was just like, that's me. She just replied back, that's me. And I'm like, sorry, I accidentally screenshotted you and I meant to text you this instead.
That's so awkward.
Right? I meant to send you these pictures.
That would just infuriate me more.
Yeah. So if I sent you the screenshot of, you know, you yelling at me via text.
Yeah. And then I'd be like, oh, cool. You're not going to just keep this between us. Who are you going to tell about it? Who of our friends should I know that you're bitching to me about? Because two can play that game.
Would
honey.
You get mad if, like, they didn't tell you, like, this didn't happen. Like, let's say you and I got into a fight via text.
Okay.
And I needed to vent to my friend.
Yeah.
And I'm venting to this person and somehow it gets back that I was venting to this person. Would you get mad?
Yeah. Unless it's exactly what you had said to me, I'm very much of...
I'm not bad talking you in the sense of like, she's a bitch, but it's just like, she said this, I said this, I don't know what I did wrong, or I'm not seeing it, I wish I knew how to, like, something, basically trying to get, I don't know, like, I don't know how to explain it. Not closure, but to
like,
figure out how to handle the situation.
Trying to get somebody else's opinion on what to do.
Yes, getting advice, not just bitching.
I don't know. It's a tricky situation because I have a friend who has absolutely no problem, like, if other people vent about them or if, like, she's literally said, dude, you can talk behind my back. Like, I don't care. If it's not a big deal, don't bring it to me. Like, I don't, like, if it's some petty BS and you want to talk, like, don't, you know? And I'm the opposite. Don't talk about me behind anyone's back. Talk to me about it, no matter how petty or how little it might be, you know? So... I don't know if it's everything that you would say to me, to my face, how you're feeling to this other friend. Yeah, I mean, I guess that's fine, but you're not going to find a resolution with her if you have a problem with me. You're going to find it with me.
Although I do think that I cannot find resolution when I am upset in that moment, because when I am upset, I've realized with anything, like with guy friends or like friend arguments or like dating arguments, I start to spout out nonsense.
Yeah.
Because I get so emotional that I cannot form a coherent sentence. Like, I start contradicting myself and I'm like, that's not what I mean. Like, I have all these feelings and I want to express myself.
You have to, you're the one that has like take time and like breathe, I need and to like stop, sort your
like,
thoughts.
Write out a list, like kind of sort my thoughts out. Cause I'm afraid of saying something I don't mean or saying something incorrectly.
But talking to your friend or like our mutual friend is not going to help that situation at all. And that may come back to me because our mutual friend may be like, oh, dude, she was saying all these crazy crap.
Although I did have a situation, and you know the situation, where a friend got really mad at me on my birthday. I didn't realize she was mad at me. And so I messaged her a couple days later. I'm like, oh, you know, hope you had fun, blah, blah, blah. And so I'm like, she's like, yeah, no, I did. It's like, I did, you know, I did. I'm like, is everything cool? She's like, no, everything's fine. And I'm like, okay, cool.
Very passive aggressive and Washington
then,
style.
Actually, and then she spills out how, you know, this and this was my fault and this and that. And I'm like, I didn't do anything to you. Do you know that story?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you were there. I forgot you were there.
I was naked.
Yes, we went skinny dipping. And so I was infuriated reading this. And I'm sitting here thinking, wait, in my drunken state on my birthday, did I do something wrong?
Yeah.
So I screenshotted it and I sent it to my roommate at the time. And I said,
screenshot is so savage
right.
these days.
I sent it to him and I'm like, am I in the wrong?
Yeah.
Did I do something wrong that night? Because I don't remember. Like, if I didn't think I was doing anything wrong.
It definitely is different, too.
I needed somebody's perspective.
Yeah. Sometimes you don't know and you don't remember.
You think you might be saying something playfully, but you're actually saying something rudely and insulting. Yeah. So I sent it to him. I'm like, am I in the wrong here? Did I do something wrong? Should I apologize? Like, what? I need somebody else's opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And he calls me and he's pissed for me. He's like, how dare she say that? Blah, 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 blah. This is not that. That, blah, 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 blah. And then she calls me and apologizes. She's like, you know what? After typing it all out, I realized, no, you're right. Like this is.
Oh, so you didn't even respond to her.
I hadn't responded yet. Like, because I was like, I don't know what to say. Like,
say you're a crazy bitch.
Right. But I mean, I didn't.
Just kidding.
So I wanted to make sure it wasn't just me.
Yeah. So no, that's good.
But how about if that was in your situation? Like, let's say you were mad at me or whatever, and I'm like, crap, am I in the wrong? Let me.
No, if it's really like you don't know, like for sure, definitely. But if it's like you do know and we're having a heated debate and discussion or about it or something and you know, like, oh, I screwed up or I screwed up, you know, like, then I don't see why talking to another person unless you
really don't really know.
Yeah, exactly. I had that happen my Halloween party I went to. I was hella drunk. I kind of remember my friend getting upset with me and leaving, but it was very like, why did that? Like, I didn't even know why it happened in the first place. So the next morning I asked my boyfriend, like, what happened? Like, why did she leave? And he had no idea. He was like, oh, she just got upset and left. And so then of course it was tearing me up apart because I don't want her to be upset with me. So I asked her like, hey, like, are we okay? Like, did I make you upset? And she had no idea what I was talking about. She didn't even remember either. And I was like, okay. Like, good. I just want to make sure. But that happens when you're drunk. Like, things get said and people get upset and are very sensitive way more than normal.
Mm-hmm.
So your emotions are on a high. So it's like, and then the next morning it's like, oh.
It wasn't that big a deal.
Exactly.
That's why I don't like fighting when I'm drunk.
Oh, it's terrible.
It's just like, you know what? Can we put this in a box? Not seal it. But put it in a box.
Talk about it tomorrow.
Put it away. Like, and then we'll talk about it tomorrow.
Yeah, which I'm so bad at.
All right. If we ever get in a fight again, because sometimes we do.
Yeah, a little bit.
I mean, because honestly, I think when it comes to like the whole your friend talking behind your back thing, though, too, like I totally believe in like in the work situation. Like I know sometimes I'm going to say something dumb or I'm going to annoy somebody. And it's OK, I think in my head, as long as I don't hear about it and I don't walk in on it, you can bitch about me if I'm being annoying one day or if it's like, oh, Vicky is, you know, doing the, oh, God, you know. In passing, because that's how we let out those frustrations.
Yeah.
Without it, you know, without it actually being a problem.
See, I see. And I'm cool with all that. And if I'm being annoying, like them saying it to my face, like that's not going to like hurt my feelings because I am annoying sometimes. And I get it. You know what I'm saying? Or like, that's why I like to be checked. Like if I'm being a bitch, that's why I like, Sarah, like you're being a bitch. Like what's going on? Like that happens all the time in this room with Uncle Chris and Joe.
Right.
Like, and I have to apologize it. For it.
My thing is though, if someone's like, you're being annoying, like, and then I'm just gonna like, I'm gonna be like, crap, like I'm gonna not want to say anything because I'm like, oh crap, I don't know what is it that like I want to go into it, deep into it. I'm like, okay, well, what part is annoying? What if I do it this way? Like, just so I will overanalyze it. Exactly. So I'll be like,
See, that's just different. And that's why I learned with my girlfriend, like, she's cool with me talking about, and you're cool with it too.
Yeah.
I'm just
like, if you're frustrated with me and it's just like something minor, it's like
See, that's how my other friend is.
Vicky has sent me like so many emails and she's so demanding today. Oh my God. And it's like, oh, well, you know, like, cause in my head, I'm like, if somebody's like, if I'm like, oh my God, you know, this person's driving me crazy and blah, blah, blah. And then once I let it out and I think, okay, you know what? Maybe they're just having a bad day.
Yeah, you're like better with it.
I can think about it. Like when I say it out loud, I can think about it and kind of like, oh, not a big deal. And it's out. It's done. It's done. It's over. I'm not upset anymore or not frustrated or whatever it is. All right. Next one on the texting sins. You're busy and you haven't been reading texts. Your friend is messaging you incessantly awaiting a response. This is annoying or no biggie. My phone's on do not disturbed.
It's annoying still, even if it is on do not disturbed.
Like if it's something... like if it's something like, you know, hey, we're carpooling tomorrow to this and we need to know the time and stuff like that. Like that's, I understand that. But if you're just like, you know, whatever it is, I will put people on do not disturb. I put our group chat as show group chat. Sometimes they put that on do not disturbed.
Yeah, because that's about nonsense. That's about
it's just like boop, boop, boop. It's just constant pictures or silly stuff.
Yeah, but other stuff where you need an answer by a certain deadline or something. Uh-huh. Or, I mean, even if we're just like, I cannot stand, I have friends who don't text back or who absolutely suck at texting back, but like I'll see your ass on Facebook or something and I'll see your ass. Like that bothers me. That bothers me, especially because I know you're 99% like on a phone that I'm texting you from. And I just think it's rude. I think it's just rude. Like
like just reply back.
Yeah. Just reply. And if you don't want to talk anymore, just like say, hey, I don't want to text him or something. Yeah. Like, I just think it's really disrespectful and it actually really pisses me off.
All right. So your friend constantly texts you at very early hours. What are your thoughts? Annoying, I want to sleep, or fine by me, doesn't wake me up. See, for me, I don't wake up with texts. Usually not. Unless I'm in that weird, like, half awake mode, I won't wake up to a text.
Same. I'm the same way. Unless
it's a phone call, I will wake up. Because I don't know why.
I will too.
But... my thinking is, and I try not to text when somebody texts me late at night. If it's like 11 o'clock on a school night,
I'm not texting you back.
I'm not texting you back. But if you keep doing that, like texting me really, really late at night, I'm going to text you when I wake up.
Yeah. See, that's where it gets us. Because I usually at least, because we're up so early that I try to wait until 8 to text anyone back.
But then you might forget.
Sometimes it's like 7 and I'm like, I feel like I've been up forever. Like they should be up by now. I can text them and I'm like, no, it's not even 8 yet.
Yeah, humans don't like to wake up early.
Yeah.
Normal humans, we don't.
But normally, like I mean, that would kind of annoy me because even when you put your phone like on silent, there's still that buzz and then it buzzes again. Sometimes I've had to like put my phone on the floor so it just like chills out because Instagram and stuff.
Can you do, I think you have a thing where you can just do the night mode and it should turn a lot of those off.
No way. Yeah. I didn't even know I had a night mode.
Like I don't know what the settings are fully, but we'll play with that after we get off because that might help you.
Now I'm so curious. Yeah, that was like when I was in the movie theater and my alarm was set and I didn't know.
Yep.
Then I thought I put it on silent, but then my alarm still goes off and I was like...
That is like anxious anxiety.
You don't even know what, because it was like below my seat because I had the recliner seat. And then I just heard, and my alarm is annoying. It's like a song kind of. And then I was like, who's that a-hole? And then I hate even like the glare that it brings. And then I'm like, I really hope I turned it off. And then I like waited like 10 minutes to see if it was going to go off again and then like panic. It didn't because I did it right. But yeah, I hate that.
Okay, so texting someone, are you free tomorrow, with zero context is harrowing, please do not do that, or exciting, I love the intrigue. Like if I text you, hey, are you free tomorrow?
Always my response
is,
what time? Unless I'm like, really not free. If I'm not free, then I'm like, no, why, what's up? If I have like a time that I'm free, I'll be like, well, what time were you thinking?
Yeah, because in case
then
it's
you
something.
Can decide.
Yes, then you can be like, oh, what time are you thinking? I got some stuff going on. What's up?
Yeah, because then if they're like, hey, I really want to treat you to pizza, you'd be like,
hell yeah.
But then if they're like, I really need help moving, you're like, sorry, my day's full.
You have those. I don't know about you, but I have some friends that like whenever they message me like, hey, what are you up to? I'm like, oh, they're going to ask for a favor. I know it. That's all they like message me for when they say it this way. So I'm like, I'm busy. What's going on? Like I preemptively just say, I'm kind of busy tomorrow. What's up?
Yeah, what's up? And then that's even good with the kind of, because if it's something great, then you can be like, well, let me see if I can rearrange my schedule.
Yeah. And that way it's like, I put you as a priority.
Yeah.
Power a-holes.
But it's true. I mean, like the whole you busy thing can go one of two ways.
Mm-hmm.
And I want it to go my way.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. How about texting during a dinner out with friends?
Dude, my friends are so bad at this.
My rule is I put my phone away, but if I see other people on their phone, like I have a couple girlfriends, then I will like quickly answer some messages real quick.
I'm okay if like texting, I guess, because it's, I mean, I don't have friends that have that many friends that are texting all the time, or like maybe their boy, or if they're trying to go on a date, I get it. But I don't more like the social media out. That bothers me more than just texting. Because at least texting, okay, you're actually talking to a person. Like, are they going to meet up with us? Do you like them? Like, there's a conversation.
Yeah.
Facebook or Instagram, you're just like trying to live someone else's life.
Right.
Or like wishing you were somewhere else.
Exactly. So I think that's a little different. I do have a girlfriend, when we go out shopping, we'll go get lunch. And sometimes we just kind of want to turn our brains off and just kind of be like, I enjoy her company to where I don't necessarily need to talk to her. We can just goof off on our phones.
Yeah.
Like playing a game or just checking pictures, and then we'll show each other, you know, hey, look at this on Pinterest or Facebook.
Well, and sometimes when like we have like girls' night or something, and we're just like at someone's house chilling, like watching a movie.
It's just, it's like turning your brain off.
Yeah.
Which is kind of nice. So I kind of always play it. I try not to be on my phone, but if it's also like a dinner that I didn't really want to go to. I've done that too, where it's like my friend's like, oh my God, I really want to go to this event. Please come with me. I'm like, I really don't.
But you're like, okay,
I'll go. Then I'm just like,
see, you should have said you were busy.
But she got a taste of what it was like, and now she never wants to do this event, and I'll tell you about it later.
Oh gosh, okay.
I cannot say. Not an orgy.
Sure.
Okay, receiving photos from an event that you could easily have been invited to is genuinely rude or fine. I want the scoop. Let's say I had a party at my house and I didn't invite you, and you were receiving pictures, or you're getting,
that's
know,
like all
on Snapchat.
I feel like Instagram stories are is seeing like everyone, and especially because like your friends pop up first or people you watch the most, and you're like, wow, that looks fun.
See, I don't get butthurt just because I live further away now. So for me, it's like sometimes you want to hang out with certain people, and so you get those people together and you go out and you do something.
Well, like, did you feel like, because over the weekend, Danny had a carving pumpkin party and you ended
up not invited,
going. Yeah, but you were invited.
Yes.
I guess that'd be different. But did you ever have like a fear, like FOMO, fear of missing out?
I kind of wish I did, but I spent all Friday moving stuff. I was sore Saturday.
Yeah.
And then I continued helping my dad because I'm like, I want to get this done and put everything away because there's still a lot of stuff on the counters. And since we're putting in the new countertops, I wanted to get everything off the counters.
So you don't wish that you were there?
I wish I did, but I also didn't really want to. It sucks because like I didn't really want to go out Saturday.
Yeah.
I wanted to just stay home just because it's been a tough week.
Yeah.
But I had already made promises to go hang out with friends. And I was like, you know what? Maybe it would do me good to go out.
Yeah, to get your mind off things.
But I didn't want to just be out all day. Like, I don't know. Like, I felt also bad because my dad's home alone.
Yeah.
And like my mom's in Mexico. So I'm like, I don't want to leave my dad too long.
Well, it's weird because I'm actually having that kind of thought this weekend, as I'm invited to a party, but it's kind of far away. But then I keep thinking, well, what if they're going to have so much fun and they're going to be like all over Instagram, like videos and pictures and la la. And I'm like, well, I wish I would be there, but do I actually really want to be there? Like, it's that weird. But if I don't think I would be upset if they were like, maybe if I wasn't invited, I would be like actually sending me pictures.
That's weird on Instagram
and stuff. That's normal. That's like what everyone. But like if they were
like, if I wasn't invited to Danny's thing, like, okay, it'd be weird because he invites everyone to everything.
If we were like sending you pictures,
that would
annoy me. That's kind of spiteful.
That's kind of like, yeah.
Yeah, that's strange.
But I do be like, cool. I do want to carve some pumpkins though.
Girl, you should get all the guts and the seeds out.
Oh,
gooey and gooey.
Should I tell you what my idea is if I do get a pumpkin?
Yeah, you have to.
Because we are having like a pumpkin carving contest. So you take up at the station.
Yeah.
So you take a picture and we post it up on our private group page, and then they'll pick a winner.
I posted mine. It says basic. My pumpkin.
Does it say hashtag basic or just basic?
No, it just says basic. I should have done the hashtag though. That'd be funny.
I've never I've done the carving where you make the holes, like the faces with the holes all straight through, but I've never done the actual carving into the skin.
Oh yeah. Like what's that called? Not where you actually like poke holes through, but you just kind of shave it.
Yeah, you're not. Yeah, basically shaving the skin.
Yeah.
I want to do a pumpkin spice latte.
That'd be funny.
It just mostly because I'm like, it's so unique, I think it might win.
And it's also so basic.
Right.
Yours and mine go together. That'd be really cool. And like just write PSL on it.
Yes, hashtag PSL.
That, especially because you're gonna be a basic witch.
Yeah, on Halloween. I think that'd be even funnier.
Oh girl, you would so win if you did that.
Okay, so
that's like a whole, like, you intertwined all of it.
I like connected all the pieces.
That'd be kind of hard though to do.
I've never carved like or scraped in like a pumpkin before, so I need to.
I feel like it's probably like you can get more like fine lines and like be more detailed with it than actual carving.
Agreed.
So, you have to do it now.
I'm going to see if I can, just because, again, we're doing the construction in the house, so I don't want to bring more crap in the house.
Just do it outside.
There's like a mess everywhere.
It's worth it.
All right. So when someone sends you several separate texts that definitely could have just been one, you wish that they did not or totally don't care. Everyone has a unique style.
Drives me crazy.
I have one friend that I had to stop talking to. Like it was becoming a friendship. Like, okay, I just met you. You're cool. Let's hang out. But he would do that like 7 or 8 in
dude,
a row.
Dude, and it'd be like, ding, 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 ding.
So that's why I had to stop talking to him. I'm like, oh my God, you're driving me crazy.
And it would literally be like, hey, how are you? I've been good. Just wanting to see what's up. That could have all been one.
Yeah.
Not
that was
like
3 or 4 messages.
Yeah.
How's it going? Ding.
What do you go up to? You want to hang out tomorrow?
Ding.
What about the next day?
Ding.
It's just like stop. Tomatoes. Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah. It drives me crazy. I will say now that I have an iPhone, though, it's like so much easier to do that than when I had a smartphone. It would be like, sending. Okay, it's sent. Okay. I would have got to text another one. But this is just like, I can literally be like, hey, how are
you? Like, you can see how easy it is to do that.
Yeah, to do that. But I still don't understand it. Like, just have all of your thoughts in one.
The only time I think it's okay is if you have, like, bigger paragraphs and you're talking about separate things.
Yeah.
If it's like, hey, we're talking about one thing here, you do a paragraph for that and then a different text to kind of respond to something else.
Yeah, or you, like, press return so then it starts a new line.
Yes, that too. So I give breaks for, like, if you're doing separate thoughts.
Yeah, not like a whole. Not,
hey, ding. How are you? Ding.
I love you. Ding.
He's just like, step. You don't love me. How do you feel about K?
Hate it.
With a period.
Hate it.
It says, is it passive aggressive or eh? I don't read into it. I always say, okies. I don't know why.
I hate K. I hate just O and a K. I used to hate, but my friend does it a lot. You do it a lot. So now I do it a lot is the thumbs up.
Well, that's
when I hate the thumbs up, but now I don't it's like just it. Easy.
I want to pick a different one because, like, with some people, like, I have a different symbol. Thumbs up for me because of your dad. I do the thumbs up to show that I read your message.
Yeah, like, I see it. I understand it.
It's like, but we can always pick a different emoji because you can change it on Facebook. You can change.
Oh, really?
What your main emoji is instead of the thumbs up, you can change it
for like every messenger or just like
Just that person's conversation.
Oh, that's cool.
So I have like with one buddy, I have the poop emoji.
Oh, we should make ours like the taco or something.
Oh my God, yes. Oh, we can figure out the eggplant.
Or just like a tongue, the watering tongue.
So that could just be the hey. I got it.
Yeah.
Because I like that better. I don't like the thumbs up because it does seem very
seems like
sterile.
Got it. Like, cool story, bro.
It's like, oh my God, I got it. Like, that's what it feels like. Yeah. But I'm like, I don't know what else to do.
Well, yeah, I'm on a group chat and we would like be talking and my friend would say all this crap about her and then I would say all this crap about me and then she just thumbs up me and I'm like, okay. Cool. I know you don't mean it, but I feel offended.
Yes. But I do not like K. K is very sterile too. It very like
mean. It's just like okay.
But I say, like, I spell it out O-K-I-E-S. Okies, I think that's how you say okies.
I sometimes say oakley doakley. But
I like
when I'm in
okays.
The fight or something or, like, upset, if I say okay or just K, you know I'm mad. Because it just comes across like that. Yeah. Cool.
It's like, cool. Period. Anything with a period. Who would think punctuation would be so aggressive?
I know. If you change that period to an exclamation mark, damn, it totally changes. Mm-hmm. You know I'm happy.
And finally, breaking up over text is wrong or sometimes okay?
Never okay. Don't be such a pansy.
No, I mean, if you are living in a different country, for example, and you do it, at least do video chat.
Yeah. No, there's no excuse for that. My friend, his boyfriend, did that to her once, and I thought it was the most disgusting. I mean, at least a freaking phone call.
I will give it a pass if it's like you've gone on 2 dates. You're like, hey, you know what? I don't really see the chemistry.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. But like an actual, like you call him your boyfriend, right. He calls your girlfriend. Like, no.
Not okay.
That's just rude. Even though I do think it's weird when you know you guys are going to break up and you're like meeting up.
You're like, hey, can we talk? Can we meet up?
It's can we go to coffee or something?
At that point when I get that message, can we talk? I'd rather you just break up with me there and text message. I hate it. Because my dad will tell me that too. He's like, hey, you know, when you're done with whatever you're doing, we need to talk. And I'm like, don't say that to me. I'm like, what is it about?
That's like the worst lines we need to talk.
He's like, no, don't worry about it. I'm like, is it good or bad?
Now I'm worried. Now you need to tell me. At least the topic. Should I be? Yeah. I'm
like, what is
way.
It about? Like, am I in trouble? Like, I actually had that Dave or Hair Club sent me an email once. He's like, tomorrow after the show, we need to talk or something. And I'm just like, I'm getting fired. Oh, my God. What is it? And I'm just like, I don't, and I had just woken up from a nap. And
what'd
I was
you
like,
say?
I'm like, okay, yeah, definitely. Can I know what this is about? Is it good or bad?
Cool, calm, and collective.
And he's
here.
Like, oh my God, I, you know, he's like, yeah, no, I got to get better at this. No, it's nothing bad. It's like, actually, can I call you? And so, like, he called me on the phone. It wasn't anything like that on my part. He just wanted my.
Were you like, Dave, I was about to have a heart attack?
I'm like, God dang it. Freaking Dave.
God dang it.
Although now that I have his phone number, he is Papa Dave in my phone.
Oh, cute.
I think that was funny.
Well, especially guys, because they're not near, they, I don't think they understand that. Like, the way you say something or phrase something, like, especially in an email because it has come out, however, and they're all like that. So they're like, oh, it's fine. And I'm like, he's so mad at me.
And that's the thing. Like, I hate the idea. Like, I understand, but I wish it wasn't this way. Like, it is unprofessional to use emojis in your emails. But I feel like I sound like a dick when, like, I'm like, hey, I need this by today.
Yeah.
I feel like there's no punctuation I could do that makes it not sound like I'm being a dick.
Well, even if you say please, like, that still sounds like,
please, oh, I need this done by today. I just, yeah, like, please, I need this done by today.
Thanks. Yeah.
But, like, if I can do, like, a smiley face, like, hey, I need this done by today. Because if I do, like, an exclamation point, it's like, I need this done by today. It's like, oh. Or,
you
period.
Just the old,
I need this done by today.
Old school, like, this colon and the.
Yeah, and there's some people I will do that
parentheses.
With. Like, there's some people that we work with where I'm cool with, where I'm like, okay.
But it looks, quote unquote, unprofessional.
Yeah, like, I wouldn't do this to Dave. Like, unless it was just like a personal conversation we had via email, because sometimes he sends me links and stuff too, so it's more goofy.
Yeah.
Like, hey, are you cool? Because we both like puzzles, so he sent me like videos for puzzles or whatever.
And Pokemon Go.
Right, and Pokemon Go. But when it's something like a professional thing, like not to use emojis or.
I know, it sucks. I feel like it's probably going to change though.
Yeah, I feel like eventually people are going to be more cool with it. Like, there's going to be a set of emojis specifically for the office.
Especially when girls just cry because they think they're in trouble.
Right. So don't ever do that to me, by the way. If you ever, my friend, don't say, hey, we need to talk unless you can talk to me right then and there. Or within
unless
like 5 minutes.
Unless we want you to have that like.
Panic.
Yeah.
Don't do that to me. I will not be a happy camper. But that being said, is there any. Oh, I do need to call you out, though.
Oh, yes.
The texting sin. You read over my shoulder and you read it out loud.
Was that one of the sins?
No, that was one that I was thinking of.
Oh.
That made me, when I saw this story, I was like, ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, I do that all the time with everyone. And it's so funny. Well, unless it's like something that like I read the first sentence and I'm like, oh, I shouldn't be reading this.
Right.
But like at my other job, my coworker is on the Tinder game. And so I read like back and forth, like his line and then what she says back. And then, oh, it's so
And if
fun.
It's something like I'm showing you, then that's like fine. But like I have a privacy screen.
Work all the time.
No, if you are positioned like right next to me, like kind of in my eyesight, you could see. Or if you're right behind me, you could see. But I have a privacy screen just because of passwords for work. And also back when I was doing my Tinder game was a lot stronger, or when I was on Tinder.
Oh, yeah.
I would get the pictures. So it's just like, oh, crap. I'm in the middle of like, I just got a D pick. Oh, crap. So I like the privacy screen because for whatever shows up. And even like listeners will send me D picks and I'm just like, da, 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 ha!
D pick! Well, what's funny is like, so I am positioned kind of my back towards the door. So when people come in, they can see. And the other day, I was texting Johnny Rubbers and we were talking about something. How I needed to like pay him back for, I don't know, getting me dinner or something, if you know what I mean.
Uh-huh.
And seriously, Joey comes in and just starts reading like the top line. And luckily the top line was totally G. And I was like, oh, nope, Joe, you do not want to see that.
No, you do not.
Sorry.
And that's that. Yeah, that just kind of drives me kind of batty when people do, because my mom like and people like family would do that,
maybe like, family, but me, I'm so, I love, I'll see all your D pics.
No, yeah, like, and I if you're like, hey, what you, who you texting, I will show you. But if like someone just starts doing it, it's like, okay, it kind of gets under my skin because
just
my mom
punch me in the face.
Yeah,
just, I mean, I get you. Parents, because that's like,
yeah, well. But I think, I mean, it's like, I wouldn't, like, whenever I see someone typing, like, your eye naturally goes to the screen. Like, whoever has a screen. But I try very, like, with, especially if it's, like, dudes I'm seeing, I never look. I'm like, I'll see it on the screen. I'm like, oh, stop looking. Nope, that's not for me. Like, it's,
really?
I try to be very polite. Like, if you start texting somebody, like, oh, I gotta send someone a text, unless you're specifically said, oh, my God, like, check out what I'm texting. I'm gonna, like, my eyes, I'll, like, try to remember to avert my eyes.
So funny, actually, really quick, over the weekend, Johnny Rivers' phone went off.
Uh-oh.
And, yeah, your eyes just go to the screen. And he, like, doesn't really say people's numbers, really. Uh-huh. And it just said, like, George? And I was like, oh, who's that? And he was like, I don't know. And so he said, like, who is this? And the person's response was, you have 3 guesses, exclamation mark. And I was like, that is a bitch, because no dude would say you have 3 guesses. Anyway, it was a bitch. It was his ex-girlfriend.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, and she immediately was like, I just wanted to say hi. I'm in town. Like, do you have a wife or a girlfriend? If so, just let me know. And I was like, she wanted the D.
I mean,
she wanted the D. That D is taken.
It's like, nope.
Man. Yeah.
She don't get it.
Yeah. And he was like, yeah, I'm taken. Hope your family's doing good. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so insecure. But your eyes do draw to the screen. And then sometimes you do where you're like, oh, what is that?
And like, I've been that where like where I was kind of seeing somebody and they were getting like certain text messages and like my eyes immediately start. I'm like, okay, don't. And if they still continue to text, I'm like, everything okay?
Yeah.
That's what I say. I'm like, is everything okay? And they're usually like, oh, you know, I'm just, you know, texting this person. I'm like, okay.
Secretly you're like, I care, but I really shouldn't care, and I don't want to care.
I'm trying to like get
trying to be
my...
cool. Mm-hmm. But see, that's why I was like, when I was like, oh, who is that? And he was like, oh, I don't know. And I was like, really interesting. And I was like, are you nervous? And he was like, no. Like, he was like, you're nervous though. And I'm like, I'm so nervous. Like, I'm trying to play it cool, but there's no cool.
No,
there's
no
cool.
But if you ever see me, like, you know, your eyes glance and you see I'm texting a dude or something, and be like, hey,
so
what's going on? What you doing? You can always just say, what you doing?
Like, are you okay?
Are you okay?
Are you okay?
Or just be like, what are you up to?
You'll be like,
and
yeah,
then I'll be like, look at this.
Be like, yeah, I'm just texting. Well, of course I'm okay. Like, what?
It's like, I'm just texting.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it was a lot of drama with that dude in particular.
Oh.
Deuce. That's why I was just like, everything okay? Drama with some others. I'm like, okay.
And then it's awkward him doing that like on a date and then like not even gonna explain it, like even if it has nothing to do with another girl or anything, but like
it's
at
just
all
like you're very stressed out about what's going on here, and I kind of know what's going on
but like not really,
and you're not paying attention to this going on. It's okay, this is being rude.
Yeah, you're so like, well, I'll go on my phone now.
All right, it's like, all right, fine.
These memes are more entertaining than you.
Yep, my meme game is strong. That's why I'm the meme queen.
Hell yeah.
But yes, if you guys have anything to add, like if you have like a best friend, what tattoo would you give your best friend?
Yes.
And where would you put it?
Yeah. And what texts you absolutely like?
What texting sin?
That you hate or that you absolutely love.
Yeah. Which you're like, oh, everyone hates this, but I don't mind.
Like, I love Bitmojis.
Oh, I do too.
If you send me a Bitmoji of yourself, even if it says like, I hate you, I'll still love it because it's adorable.
I love the Bitmojis. I think they're a lot cooler than emojis sometimes.
I know, me too.
I can't hate you on that one. As well as how do you handle, we did talk a little bit about fighting and stuff. How do you feel about people talking behind your back in the sense of like small arguments or small just frustrations? We need to talk about a lot of things today.
I know, all the things.
And so, we'll
talk to you on Halloween.
On Halloween, we'll be in costume.
Yeah.
Bye, guys.
Bye.